You're starting with major developments surrounding Google's AI tools. Gemini CLI is no longer serving requests for Pro and Ultra users, meaning that while general access changes have occurred, many power users are finding workarounds by sticking to API keys and using models like Gemini Flash. There's a persistent discussion about the raw speed of 3.5 Flash, with some dedicated developers reporting it feels significantly faster and more reliable than competing flagship models on tasks like code verification or architecture design. This leads into advanced agentic workflows, where users are pushing local tools like Llama to manage complex multi-step processes, such as analyzing psychological principles from classical texts using specialized subagents. However, this technical excitement is tempered by serious billing concerns across platforms. Several threads highlight unexpected and difficult usage tracking for high-volume tasks, with some stating their monthly quotas feel glitchy or are draining at alarming rates. Moving to the commercial end of AI integration, Microsoft Copilot users are grappling with a major shift. The rollout of Cowork is now metered based on usage credits, which has generated frustration because many complex and valuable business processes, like extensive data cleansing or multi-step report generation, are now incurring unexpected costs per job. Similarly, the Kimi platform has been the center of discussion regarding potential model regressions, with users noticing that newer increments are sometimes struggling to maintain reliable agentic function or calling tools compared to previous versions. Furthermore, technical users, there are warning about serious infrastructural issues like double billing and cache breaks that cause quotas to drain much faster than anticipated. In competitive models, Grok users have noted a perceived step back in image generation capabilities. While the Imagine model is still highly praised for its creative potential, several comments point out increased censorship, particularly when depicting physical interaction or nudity in generated images. The broader discussion on r/Grok also tackles policy and free speech, with users debating the legal implications of AI development amid changing corporate ownership structures. Finally, the creative side remains strong. On Midjourney, the trending posts showcase spectacular results, drawing particular praise for artistic interpretations like Aurora Spectacular and vibrant cinematic concepts, proving that high-end visual art creation is still a major driver of community engagement.